Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who's your favourite? You got a favourite? Who's your favourite?
I ain't got a favourite.
Who's your favourite kid?
I ain't got a favourite.
Look
kid.
At me.
I ain't got a favourite kid.
Everyone's got a favourite.
I haven't got a favourite kid. I would never ever say I've got a favourite kid.
If you could only take one on holiday, who would it be?
I wouldn't go.
You got to.
Can't go. Can't go without him. If you can't.
Who's your favourite?
I haven't got a favourite.
Who's the eldest?
Lola.
That's who your favourite is.
Lola's not a favourite. Just yeah. Like Roxanne's
not
a favourite. No, Roxanne's not my favourite neither.
Lola's favourite.
Lola's not my favourite. Roxanne's not my favourite. Nance is my favourite. Yeah. My girls, oh mate, I adore them.
All right. Right, are you ready for this one?
Yeah, go on.
Episode 5 right to now, man. Flowing, mate. Hello and welcome to We're Not Playing Snooker, episode 5. 5, righty.
Yeah, I know. It's
flying by. What are you doing? Why are you checking your phone? We've just done 8 seconds and you're checking your phone.
Everybody does that.
Well, not after. I mean, what did you do? All you did was...
All I done was press the button there.
Why?
Because I don't know. It's, you know what? It's almost like a nervous tick.
That's awful.
That's all it is now. It happens to everyone. What are you doing?
Just checking time on mine.
Yeah, but what happens is that...
Why did you do that?
Because it's such a thing in people's lives now. You just do that. Just like, hang on, what's happened to that? Okay, yeah, fine. It's done. You didn't even need to say anything.
But you didn't even know you did it, did you?
No, I didn't, actually, until you said it. Now I feel really bad about it.
We've got lots to get through on this one.
Okay, cool.
Because we've got Lineker update. Have you texted him between now and then?
I texted him, yeah.
Okay.
I texted him.
Okay.
Should I tell you what should I tell
no,
you?
No, not yet. We do it in this bit in a bit.
Okay, right? Cool. Yeah.
We've got competition reveal from last week.
Yeah.
You remember what the word was? Two words they were. Don't say them, but do you remember?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And we've got chapters 11 and 12 to get through and stuff to get off your chest.
I don't know if have I got stuff on my chest. I don't know. I might not have stuff on
my
chest.
In the last podcast, you briefly mentioned the word mummy issue.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? You don't want to talk about that?
I don't mind it, but you might go. Yeah, I don't want to go deep with people. So
don't go deep.
I'm not going to go deep.
Let's talk about going to the toilet.
I can't go. When I was at school, I couldn't go to the toilet. Like, we're talking about number twos here.
Well, this is because just before we did this, you said, in fact, you did it. You went to the toilet just before the last episode. Because you were late, about half an hour. And then just before we recorded this one.
I always go to the toilet when I go somewhere, so I don't have to get up.
Not number two.
I'm talking about, not number two, no.
No. Can you do that in public?
No.
I don't mean everyone watches.
No, I just mean like if we're like, for instance, where we're doing this in this office, I couldn't go to do number two and I just wait until I get home. You know when you have to walk, like if I'm walking to the car, you know, you got something coming down on you. I just stop for a second, clench.
In the departure lounge.
You got one in the departure lounge, one in the pipe, you know, and then you just stand and you just clench yourself for a bit and you think, gosh, just hold.
Do you get that pain? Do you get that pain?
Horrible pain.
You feel like you're going
to
die?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people talk about that pain.
It's a horrible
You know the one that
pain.
Lifts you up, you go,
oh, it's a horrible
that
pain.
That one, isn't it? Weird.
It's a horrible pain.
That can't be good for you.
Do women get that?
I don't know. I've never spoken to my missus about that pain.
That's a conversation you can't
Should
really
Should we
have.
Phone Nancy?
Absolutely not. Are you fucking mad?
Go on, please, just phone her.
You must
Just say,
must
do
be
you
crazy.
Get the pain when you go to the toilet?
No way. I'm going to talk to you. Don't even.
Should I phone mine?
No, I don't want to hear that from a woman. Don't hear about women things. It's like me teaching, like now my girls, I have to teach my girls about etiquette.
See, that's the difference between you and I. I've taught my 6-year-old that when she's got one brewing, to spread her hand out and you pick a finger, and when you pull the finger, she passes wind.
Oh, God, that's ridiculous. I just want my girls to understand that women don't do that.
Yeah, but at that age, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, but at that age, yeah, but when you go outside, you've got to teach them at some stage. It's not what ladies do. You know what I mean? If you're in the house,
yeah,
you know.
Go. Isn't it amazing that a fart noise is still funny?
It's amazing, man.
Isn't it? It doesn't matter what age you are.
You know what I mean?
If you're with your mates.
Yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it?
I know. I love it. I love it. I love doing it in the house. But
I've got a mate of mine that if he's going to go to the toilet, right, and I've sort of started doing this, right? If he's going to go to the toilet in his house, he completely and utterly strips. I'm talking about number two.
I know. I've got one of my old mates, Mitchell.
Completely.
Takes all his clothes off.
See, I've started doing it. It's quite Why? Nice. I don't Why? I don't know.
That's weird. So that's
all right, I'll tell you what I do want to ask you about.
Go on.
You've got two young kids now, right?
Yes.
So that means your kids go to school and they make friends with other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they have play days.
Yes.
That means you have other dads coming over to your house.
Nope, only the kids come.
How do they get picked up?
Well, the mums are able to pick up.
Okay, but you have parties.
Yeah.
So you've got to go to these parties. Do you mind talking to the dads?
It's sometimes it's awkward. Because, you know, the kids are great, but sometimes the dads are just real, just like, oh my God, I've got to spend time with this geezer.
Is there one? Don't say his name. Is there one particular fella?
There's three of them. There's three guys.
Wow. Oh, tell me more about
him. I love my man. I love Jezza.
Who's Jezza?
My mate, Jeremy.
Okay.
And he's wonderful.
No, I don't want to hear the wonderful stuff. Tell me about the three amigos.
I can't tell you about the three amigos because the three amigos are wonderful blokes.
No. Do they know who they are?
No, they won't know who they are.
Okay, tell me about them.
I'm very good.
Tell me about them.
Trying to talk about everything else.
Life.
They are life suckers.
Good.
And you know, and boring some of them.
Good. Tell me what they do.
No, it's just it's what just are the sort of things
that girl you scored in. What was George Graham really like?
So you got is through, it that? They're not. No, they're the kind of people that are not interested in football but want to talk about it. Have you ever had a conversation like that?
Everyone now.
But do you understand what I'm saying? It's that conversation. So stuff that you've probably spoken about for the last 30-odd years, you're having to talk about that, like, basic conversation of football.
It was Spurs you played for, wasn't it?
Yes.
Tottenham.
And is he still there, George Graham?
Do you get the... What's Mark Lawrenson really like? Oh, you get those?
God. You know something? I remember used to get that a lot with George Graham, but now you get it like, what's Shearer like? What's Lineker like?
You know, well, I can tell him what Lineker's like.
You know, you're out of order. Probably that's why you got blocked. That's probably why you got blocked. I sent him a text. Should I tell you the text?
Do you want to do that now?
I just want to tell you the text, because he hasn't texted back yet.
But let me just update people what we're doing. So from episode one of this set of six podcasts, I mentioned that Gary Lineker blocked me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, yeah. I, via you, have been trying to get him to unblock me. You've been sending him a text on each show. Okay, what did you send him?
I sent him... Okay.
Was it nice?
What I sent him, obviously, I said...
Okay.
If he never contacts you on social media...
Who? If I never contact him?
If you never contact him, right? Yeah. Like, no interaction or...
What is that for?
I don't know.
Right, okay.
I just thought, if he never contacts you on social media, would you think about unblocking him?
Okay, right.
What do you think of that?
I mean, it sounds a bit weird. If I never contact him, why would I contact him?
Because you want to be unblocked.
Yeah, that's all. Just because unblocked, that's it.
So you're unblocked, because this is about unblocking.
Yeah, that's
right?
All it is.
So what are you contacting him for?
I'm not contacting him.
Well, then what else do you want
fine,
me to
okay,
say?
Oh, fine, right, okay.
Right?
Right.
Do you want to hear what he said?
Not by the look on your face. The smirk on your face.
I haven't got a smirk. Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear it?
Well, it's there.
Okay, I'm doing this for you lot out there in podcast right, okay. land.
Gary Lineker's reply was...
How many lines...
Three.
Okay, so there's detail rather than no. Okay.
Three, four, if you count one
if
word.
If I count an extra line.
Just one word on a line.
Okay.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, that's not good. That's not a good start.
I'm getting my hair cut.
Okay. That won't
Is he some kind of stalker? Seems awfully keen. That's what he says.
Okay, but that's Sorry, your mate. Fault. That's your fault because of what you said.
But I don't think that is my fault. I think that's your fault.
But no, not stalker. Lovely, lovely bloke.
Okay.
And then put, don't have it too short round the sides.
No.
And then do hashtag ears.
Are you listening, listeners? Because this is why.
But you know that's a joke.
Sadness. You know what? You know what? He's got no way of answering back to that. So what you're doing is bullying. Right. Not a stalker.
No, of course he's not a stalker.
I'm not going to put not a stalker. Because I don't want you dictating it to me like I said last week. On the last,
you make me laugh a lot today.
I said, you know, so not a stalker.
Look at my little face.
Lovely bloke, right?
Right. Have you sent it?
No.
Right. Put dot dot dot.
Not a stalker.
Not a stalker. Lovely bloke, and then put just say you'll think about it. That's it. Last one today.
Like, can this be last one ever?
No. Next on the last podcast.
Not a stalker. Lovely bloke. Just say you'll think about it.
That's it. That's all we're asking. Yes. And the listener now is thinking, listen, Goldstein's put the ball in Lineker's court. Let's find out what type of person Gary really is. That's what they're thinking.
No. You're putting that into
They're thinking
heads.
Goldstein's a lovely fella. He's done all he can. I've offered...
Do I do a question?
Just I've say offered an olive tree, not a branch.
Just say you'll think about it?
Just say you'll think mark? About it. Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like bothering him every week
that's
like
fine.
This because I don't want him to, you know what I mean? I don't want to do it. You're my friend and I feel sorry for you.
We'll see how it goes, all right? We've got one left. Mum's sending you to the shops with a note when you were a kid.
God. Yeah.
What's that about?
To buy stuff. Well, to buy women's stuff. The stuff for women. So
oh,
you go to...
no.
With a note.
What? Stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's fine, isn't it? How old are you?
I don't know, seven.
You were allowed out at seven?
What do you mean allowed out at seven?
Would you allow, how old are yours now?
Eight.
Would you send them to the shops?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
It's a different time.
Yeah,
when I was growing up on the estate I grew up, you could leave your door open.
Could you though? I hear that.
Of course you could.
We actually leave your door open.
When you, in the block of flats that I lived in on Honor Oak Estate, you could leave your, because everybody knew everyone. We lived on.
Everyone burgled everyone.
Yeah. Everybody lived. You couldn't get through. It was like a neighborhood watch in itself. You couldn't get into that place without the twitchers and the nosy people. What you had, okay. You know.
So she'd send you to the shops at 6 and 7,
to buy
you'd have to get what? What would you have to get?
The women's stuff, for lady. The women's stuff.
What, eyeliner?
No. What are you talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
No, don't. That's what
I'm
I said.
Not
eyeliner.
Gonna go,
lipstick.
I'm, no.
What? What's the women's tights?
Stuff what women need for their cycle.
What, like a pedal?
Yeah.
A chain?
Yeah, yeah. So right. I'd have to go for a chain. Right, we'll call it a chain. And then sometimes I'd have to go to the betting shop.
Who for?
For my mum and my aunt.
Amazing.
Just give it to somebody outside. They'd go and put the bet on. You get the bet and go back.
Wow. Yeah?
There was a time you could go to the off licence.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get... They would not serve you.
Yeah, they serve you. You give them the note.
How old?
8, 9, same age.
Man, that's horrific, isn't it?
That's what they used to do. My mum and my aunt used to. But at the time, it wasn't something that it wasn't.
Did you think? Like, did you go like, I can't believe they're sending me to the
office? I was more gutted. I had to go to the shop. Didn't want to go to the shop.
What was constantly it like carrying back shop. Like Tampax?
Well, you don't know, do you? I'm not bothered what it is.
Oh, you didn't know then?
Yeah, but at the time, I don't know what it is. I know what they were. At the time, what were they called? I think Dr. White's or something. They were called, fuck.
Probably the worst name. Oh, what's that? From Gaza?
No. Oh. So when we get a reply from him, do I tell you instantly?
Yeah.
That was a reply from him.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, read it out. This will be the last bit of Lineker in this podcast.
Okay, so what did we say? Not a stalker, lovely bloke.
Yep.
Just say you'll think about it. What did he say? Ask me how many lines.
It's going to be one word, isn't it?
Ask me how many lines, man.
How many lines?
One line.
Right. Well... Why are you playing with my emotions?
I'm
like
not
that?
Playing with your emotions. Do you want to know what he said?
He said no.
No, he didn't put no.
Okay, don't tell me what he said yet. Is the door a little bit open? No, he slammed the door, hasn't he? He's locked the door, he's chained it up, and he's put bolts on it as well, hasn't he?
You know when you get...
Describe the door to me.
You get dizzy. Just got dizzy there.
Just describe the door to me that he's closed.
A bank vault.
So you're saying there's a way in?
So you're saying there's a chance? So he said, so I said that, not a stalker, lovely bloke.
Right.
Just say you think about it. And he sent back, thought about it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is that it?
I thought about it.
Okay, fine. That's not a no then. That's not a bank vault.
I think that is a bank
vault. That's a little door on a corner shop. Ding, ding.
Can I interpret it how I see it? Because you've just interpreted it how you see it. The way I see it is that it's literally, that's how quickly you thought about it.
Thought about it.
It's not, yeah, thought about it. That's it. Done.
Seen the light.
Not happening.
Seen the light.
So why isn't there nothing else then? Why hasn't he said something
just
else?
Probably.
Thought about it and, yeah, okay. Why didn't he say that?
Well, he hasn't said no.
Might as well have.
All right, if that was a girl and you're asking her for a date, thought about it.
That's saying no chance, that is, almost.
Right, I'll be the girl, right?
Okay.
You ask me.
Will you at least think about it?
Oh, I've thought about it.
Yeah, but I know that he's not doing that, so what are you doing all the noise for? It's ridiculous. You're trying to make this... You're trying to dress it up.
I just made Lineker sexy, didn't I?
You're trying to dress it up, but...
Can we get him on the line on the last podcast?
I don't know. I, you know what I mean? I don't want to put him under like that because at the end of the day, this started organically because of your insecurity about being...
It's not insecure.
Well...
The podcast listeners love it. They're all on my side now. That's the thing. Do you know what I think? If you phoned up one of your other footballing pals, right? And said, here's the deal. You've blocked someone on social media... He's a good lad. I'm telling you, he's good. Would you unblock him? They'd all say, yeah. All of them. Lampard, Gerrard, all your footballing mates. They would.
Should I put a text out like that then?
Yeah, who'd you text?
Well, you mentioned them two.
Yeah. Who'd you know better out of that, Lamps and Jezza?
His name ain't Jezza. Stevie.
Stevie, okay. Who'd you know better out of those two? Equal?
Equal, yeah, now.
How many... What are you doing now?
You said...
Oh, you going to do it?
I was going to send a text.
All right, who are you texting?
I've got Lampy Lou.
Okay. What are you going to text Lampy Lou? Quick question.
Yeah.
If you block someone on Twitter and I ask you to unblock them, would you do it for me?
I'll send it to a few. I'll send it in en masse, yeah?
All right.
Let me send it to...
Right. That's what it's gone to. So it's gone to Shearer?
Yeah.
Who else?
Let me send it to Redknapp. People who...
Lamps?
Yeah.
You sent it to him?
I sent it to Robbie Fowler. Let me send it to Robbie.
All right.
It's Villy Olies. What's happening?
What's up, mate?
You all right, son? No, I'm just saying, if I block someone, right, James, and, no, if you block someone and I asked you to unblock them because, and they've done something that's irritated you, Would you unblock them?
Go on, tell me who.
If it was someone like Andy Goldstein.
I haven't blocked him.
No, but I'm just saying, if it was someone who just annoyed you.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you unblock him? Would you unblock him?
Yeah,
them?
I would, yeah. Yeah,
see,
why not?
Nice one. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, because I said to them, the Zvillmans would unblock him because you're that kind of guy. Go and do your stuff and I'll speak to you. Right. You're the best. I love you. Bye.
Right, so Jamie Redknapp
said he would unblock. Hang on a minute. I'm just trying to find some more people. Let me.
We got Shearer, Redknapp, Lamps.
Let me send it to SG Berry.
Who's SG Berry?
SG Baby. Stevie G.
All right, that's it. That's all we need.
You don't, oh, no more?
No, we've got five.
Right. Alan Shearer.
Right.
Of course. And he's put he's done his smiley faces with his hand. You know, the Alan Shearer hand?
Of course. There you go. Right.
That's because brilliant. I, was, that's I love two. Him. Because I love him. I said, I love right. you. I should have done third.
Which one, Rio?
Should have done the Re, shouldn't
go on,
I?
Do Rio. We'll add it on six.
Okay, right? Let me see if I do. Let me see if I find 30. You know, this is, all comes because of your sadness.
No, but you know what the nice thing is now? I'm starting, now we've got one from Shearer, one from Redknapp, I'm starting to feel, you know what? I don't want him to unblock me. Because all these nice people are coming back with, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it for you, Righty, my mate.
Right, send it to the third, see what he says.
Right. All right, we'll keep you updated with that. Don't you, what's it, do you want a drink?
No, I think I'll be all right now. I think that, you know when you just want to get that last bit, what makes it go. You know what's fine? I'm finding that I'm doing a lot on the telly now. People keep telling me about it. Is I'm doing that. I think it's a nerve thing. I think it's nerves.
Do you?
I think so, yeah. Because I can't understand it. Like, when I'm in everyday, normal, going about my business, I don't do that. As soon as I go on the television, I feel like I can't stop doing it.
Do you feel as though, because you're getting older, we're all getting older, right? Are you doing things now that you're doing because you're old? Like, you know, when you stand up, when you sit down, you go like, oh.
Yeah.
You're doing things like that?
Yeah, like when I bend down to pick something up now, I make that noise. I make an old noise.
Like your dad used to make.
Oh, there we go. That, you know? That.
You know what I started doing recently? This is awful. I started burping without even knowing I'm burping. And that's what old people do.
Well, no, it's the flatulence when you bend over or something.
No, not that. Not
I've got that, yeah.
You like that noise, don't you? Why does that make you laugh?
I can't do the noise.
You know what's good about that, right? My mate used to do this, right? Yeah. You can use that for any word, right? Watch, I'll put it in a few sentences, mm-hmm. Okay? I'll go down the end of the road, I'll meet you at the older... But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but why'd you do the hand gesture as well?
Right. Here's another one.
Go on.
Right. I'd love to come out tonight, but I spoke to my missus and she... it works. Doesn't it? You could do any sentence, you can stick that in.
Yeah, you probably could, yeah.
I met a bloke, he makes balloons. You go over the top of that one, yeah, obviously.
Why'd you go that way? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that last one when the other two were so
coming
good?
Coming three, don't they? The gag's coming three. But that noise you can put in.
I love that noise.
And it gets you out of a hole if you can't think of it. What time should we meet? Oh, mate. You're going to use... Please use that on Match of the Day.
I've never used that.
Please.
No. You know, people say that to me. People cut onto on the street.
Cracking turn by Maratta, but, you know... Please stick that
you
in.
You know, people come up to you and say, can you mention me on Match of the Day?
They don't say that.
How can you do that?
They don't say that
they
to you.
They do. They say, give me a mention. You know what I mean?
Right, they me don't say, can you mention me on Match of the Day?
Yeah, they do. They say stuff like that.
It was a wonderful game, but just quickly, Brian in Maidstone, how are you?
But I always say to him, how do I get that in? What do I say?
And what do they say?
They just go, no, I'm only joking. They always, people always say,
you know
say,
why, but give me a mention. Because they want to talk to you. Like, you and I went out for lunch before here.
People
right.
say nasty things when they... You know when people who don't know what to say in respects of just, hey, right, how you doing? Nice one. I didn't agree with what you said there, or I really like what you said there. Or they say something like something with a derogatory...
Like what? Give me an example.
Lumped it on a bit, didn't you?
Who said that?
I get that all the time.
Lumped it on a bit?
Yeah, carrying a bit of timber.
No.
Yeah.
What, opening gambit? Never met you before.
Never met you before. Like my missus.
You know what they should say? They go, righty. And you'd know. And they haven't insulted.
But the thing is, they say that. And it's one of those that it's they people feel like they can say anything simply because you're, I don't know, you, they see you on the television or you're in the public
eye. What do you say to that?
What do you say to that?
What do you say?
I say, thanks for that. Cheers. I'll look into it. What are you most, what's supposed to say? Some people, are, depending on what mood I'm in, I'll say, hang on a minute, I don't know you from Adam, but I need to lose weight, yeah?
But you know why people say that? It's because they want to speak to you and they just have brain freeze. So no, but they think, I've got to say, oh.
Lumped it on a bit.
You don't get that a lot, though.
Yeah, especially, I go through phases where I won't go to the gym and I'll eat a bit and I do...
Lump it on a bit. So they're right. They're just telling the truth.
But the thing is, is that when I'm not, like, I feel like I'm in quite good form at the moment.
Yeah.
And someone said it to me yesterday.
Do you mind? Because, as I said, you and I went out for lunch before, and quite a few people, can I have a picture? I'm a big fan of you. And you're cool with everyone, as you should be. But you obviously get it a lot, so it would be understandable if one day you were like, oh, what happens if you're in a really bad mood? And someone goes, can I have a picture?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's not a case of being in a bad mood, because, like, as glaring, as twee as it might sound, I want to take pictures with it. I ain't got no problem with it. If you just ask nicely, I think that's what gets to people in the end. People are so rude. They literally get their phone ready, and then they'll see you, and they'll start to pull you towards them. Oh, go on, give us a selfie. They pull you towards them.
Does it stop you going them. Out?
No, of course not.
You don't mind that?
Nah, I don't. It's not to that point. It's just the problem I have with it is the rude, how rude they are. You know, some people, you know what I mean? Some people say, oh, how you doing? They're brilliant. You talk to them and you say, listen, okay, I've got to shoot. And they say, oh, God, before you go, let me have a picture. They get the phone out and they say, hang on a sec. Let me just, okay, let me get
your camera out.
No, get your camera out. Then the phone, and they go, oh, I'm not even good at these. Hang on. And then you go, hang on, you need to turn it around. Say, yeah, you do it. You know it better than me. And, you know, you think to yourself, I don't mind, but, you know, I just want people to not be so rude about it.
In your day when you were playing, no one had phones.
No, just an autograph.
It was an autograph. When was the last time someone asked you for your autograph?
Oh, I can't remember.
How mad's that?
Hang on a minute.
Isn't that weird? That kids now, like, as a kid, when I was growing up, I had autographs of everyone.
Yeah, but it's not about that now, is it? It's about social media and putting it on social media. Mm.
Do you ever get starstruck? You know when people come up to you and they're like, oh, right, and they say, like, you put on a bit. They say that because they're just in awe or they're just a bit nervous about meeting you.
Yeah.
Have you ever met someone you're like, oh, fucking hell, it's Liam Neeson?
Mm-mm. Because I don't go up to him. Like, you know, I've been in places where I've been in the same vicinity as big people, top people.
Who's the biggest name you've met?
Being in the same room as Prince was...
Prince Nassim Hamed?
You know, being in the same room as Prince when I was...
How did that come about?
Doing Top of the Pops.
Were you presenting it?
Yeah, years back. It was the first television gig. And, you know, being in that room was quite awkward because, like, being in the same room as him, he takes that room up. He fills that room up with aura.
How small was he? Or was he?
Quite small. He's really small.
What?
5'6" something.
Oh, okay, it's not really
five,
small,
seven.
Is it?
Yeah, but it is.
How tall are you?
5'7". Well, I'm 5'9", and I 5'8".
No, I mean, you're not a giant.
No, but, like, he was considerably smaller than me.
And is he a nice fellow? Is he a normal fellow?
Very quiet. Oh, very okay. Quiet. You know, when he looks at you, and, you know, it was just, you know, when you meet him, hands very soft, you know, and just somebody who you're just in awe of. Michael Jackson. Met Michael Jackson at Wembley. His Wembley tour, because a guy who was his agent in England, he, you know what I mean, he knew my mate Steve Cutler and got to meet him as well. And that was a real tough gig for me because I was literally, my knees, you know when people say, oh, my knees went.
So you have been?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, not to the point where, you know.
What did you say to him?
Didn't say anything. I just met him and just moved on. Didn't say anything because, you know, that was enough. You know, what are you going to say? Oh, Michael, brilliant.
Do, you know, do a moonwalk for us.
You know, that's the kind.
We were meant to, has anyone replied to you, by the way? Anyone else? We've heard from Shearer, we've heard from Redknapp. We've got Lampard.
Huh?
Oh, no one else replied?
No.
All right, okay. we got chapters 11. Oh, we got the competition to do.
Okay.
As well.
What we said, we haven't spoken in this one. What we
mate, said, like, honestly.
Yeah, but listen, we've literally wasted. They'll never get this time back now. Listening to people, listening to.
How do you think I feel? We've got to talk about 9-0.
Yes.
Palace
Jesus
game.
Christ.
That was the same year you beat them in the cup semi-final.
Yeah, later on in the year. But the thing with that is that when we went up in '89, one of the first places you look for when the fixture list comes out is the places you're going to play now. Because you're out of that division, Championship, and you're into the Premier League. At the time, it was the second division to the first. So you're looking at Anfield, Man United, you know, White Hart Lane, Highbury. You're looking at all the places. But the one place that I was looking forward to playing and anywhere in the whole world was Anfield, watching a lot of Liverpool when we were kids. So, you know, to get there, and you know, it was brilliant. It was
that wasn't the first time you played there, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So to get there, and you know, they had all the boys, all the top players. Because remember, it was just finishing that 80s era where they were all great. Barnes and Rush. You know what I mean? All of them were there. Hanson was Soonest. Playing. No, Soonest weren't playing. No. McMahon. There was just, I think Beardsley might have been playing, not sure. But like they were, it was unbelievable. Couldn't get near them. Beat us 9-0.
Did you have a chance for a goal?
No. No.
How did you feel sitting there? I'm always curious. When you get beat 9-0, is it worse than getting beat 6-0 or 7-0? Does it matter? Is there a scoreline you go, or does it matter now?
Yeah, but the thing is that what you've got to understand in that situation is that I don't know if you've ever been in a position on a football field or anything that you do where you are helpless. We are totally helpless. And it wasn't for the want of trying. It's just that we were up against a far superior team tactically and individually. And we couldn't get near them. We couldn't even get close enough to them to close them down, to stop it, or just turn it around a corner. One touch, the movement was too much for us. And it was one of those that when people say, yeah, there's a difference between that division and that division, the players are sharper, quicker. And in that instant, and I think we might have been a few games into the season by then, we were okay, it was going okay, we was feeling, oh, this is brilliant. That was the fucking wake-up call, man.
What can you remember? Who's in charge of you then?
Steve Coppell.
Can you remember what he said to you afterwards?
At half-time, he said, listen.
What was the score at half-time?
3-0.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it wasn't a total capitulation in the respects of our tactics broke down or anything. But we played Liverpool at a time where every season they gave someone a total hammering. Remember? I remember one of the ones they gave before was Nottingham Forest at Anfield. I think it must have been 5-1 or something. But like they absolutely, it was a unbelievable display of passing and moving. And they'd done the same with us. And we just literally couldn't get near them. And it was, to be that helpless on a football pitch was something. I remember when it was 6, and that, when it was 5, and then they scored a 6, I can't remember. I just remember just tears started to well up in my eyes. And I couldn't stop myself. Stevie G.
Stephen Gerrard has replied.
He just said, who is it, mate? Just anyone.
Yeah, just anyone.
Just anyone. So, what's it called? So, and I'm weird. I'm talking about Liverpool, Stevie G, Texas, legend. It was.
I love the fact that you call Stephen Gerrard a legend. He is.
He is a massive.
I love the fact that you're up there with him.
You know the thing about Stevie as well is that as a bloke, you could not dislike him. You could not dislike him as a bloke. You know, so he's somebody that, because, you know, he's Liverpool steeped and everything like that, it's just...
He's replied.
That's Robbie asking me if I'm free. I'm not. He's somebody that, the same with Frank, same with Rio, same with all of them. Like, all those guys in my... they're friends, you know, not just through professional respect and the fact that they're great people, great players, and you just know them through that. Because I don't think I played against Stevie. It's just I know Stevie through... just seen him when he played for England, and I've been punting, talking to him, and just got to know him. Frank, obviously, I played with Rio, I played with Robbie, I played against and played with Shearer, I played with and played against. People that you just kept in contact with, and now we're really close friends because we're at that stage of our lives where we realise that, you know, the football was a magnificent period of our time, and, you know, we're now friends. That competition and that competitive nature between us, apart from when we all play golf, is gone, Stevie G. Look, Stevie G said, if it was for you, yeah.
Legend.
He's a legend.
So we got Gerrard, Jamie Redknapp, and Shearer all saying yeah. When I heard from Lamps or Fowler. What does that tell you? From this day on, I will only buy Golden Wonder.
But like, with the 9-0, like I say,
yeah,
that for me, you know what I got out of that? Because you have to get something out of that. And as much as I was humiliated and it was humiliating defeat for us, and you know what I mean, what it done is the character of that team. And like we said, later on that season, the semi-finals, the biggest game in our lives, not Liverpool players' lives, but in our lives, after losing 9-0 to them earlier on in the season, to get them in the semi-finals of the FA Cup, Villa Park, you know what I mean, and go, I think we went a goal, did we go a goal? 3-2 down. 3-2 down and beaten 4-3. Pardew scored the winner. You know, it just showed the character of that team. And
that's an incredible turnaround.
Unbelievable. We learned so much.
In fact, if you wrote that in a film, people wouldn't believe
it. They wouldn't believe it.
No.
Wouldn't believe it. And what it was is that I remember the coach trip back.
From what game?
From the Liverpool game.
Yeah, which one?
The first one.
Right.
You know? The first one, the 9-0. The coach trip back, because at the time people weren't flying. It was a real... Could I say heart to heart for the players? But there was a lot of discussions, a lot of people together at the back of the coach, people talking and just talking about what we got to do, what could we have done, how are we going to compete with that, what do we need to do more. Steve Coppell got involved. We're talking about how much harder we've got to work on the training field in respect of not only getting closer to the top teams and the top players, but being able to then do your own stuff. You as a player, you are now playing with the big boys. And people say that all the time, and it's a throwaway comment for a lot of people. Yeah, well, you're with the big boys now. We, in no uncertain terms, realised that we were now with the big boys and we had to improve. And we did. We improved as a team. I didn't even play in the semi-final because I broke my leg. That was the season I broke my leg, my fibula, twice. So I didn't even play in the semi-final against Villa. But to sit there and watch it happening and unfolding at Villa Park was even worse. And when I got there, because I was not long in the first division, just come up from the second division and that, scored a couple of goals, my name was starting to go about. The fella at Villa Park didn't recognise me when I got there. I had to make phone calls. I had to get people to get me to come in and they wouldn't let me in. It was a nightmare. So I nearly missed the guys walking out because they wouldn't let me in. At Villa Park. So it was one of those situations, the 9-0, which that really did teach me and teach us a lot about, if you are going to compete at this level, you're going to have to work a lot harder than that.
Right, we've only got time for one story from your book.
Go on,
because this podcast is overflowing with goodness.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've said anything and yeah. I just want to apologise now.
No, don't. You're so negative. We did this on the last podcast.
Sorry.
It's great. See, you said sorry.
Did I? I'm sorry again. Did I say sorry about that? Well, I'm sorry for saying sorry.
Don't say sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. Why don't you pick, before we do the chapters, why don't you pick the word for the competition? So the way it works is when we get towards the end of a podcast, I usually choose a word that one of us has said, and if you tweet me that word using the hashtag porkpiehat, tweet me AndyGolson05, I'll choose one and write you a signed one copy of his book and I'll send it to you.
What word were you on about?
So last week, on the last podcast, the word was...
Can't remember.
Dick control.
You got to have that, guys.
Dick control. You've got to have your dick control,
yeah,
right?
You got to have that.
This week's competition word, do you want to choose it or do you want me to?
No, you choose it.
All right, I've got it. I've said it recently. Two words.
Okay.
You happy with that? Two words. I said two words again. If you know the word I've written down and you want to win a signed copy of Writer's Autobiography, tweet me at AndyGolson05. Use the hashtag porkpiehat and put the words in. Right, we've got one bit of your book to do and then we're done.
Okay.
Chapter 11. I think we're up to... Yeah, chapter 11, all right? There's one story I want to talk about, all right? Mm-hmm. In it, you write about the fact you fell out with Harry Redknapp after he had a knee injury.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about Celtic, playing for Celtic,
yeah.
Mark Viduka, and the sentence, and I quote, "Fuck this bollocks."
Oh, God. It was the Super Cali go ballistic Celtic are atrocious.
Game.
Yeah. And I remember I was on the bench for that game. And Mark Viduka is one of the best number nines I think I've seen around in respects of a footballer that should have done a lot more with his ability. And we saw it in flashes at Leeds. But I remember the first time I encountered him was obviously when I went to Celtic in, it was just 99, 2000. He's a super player. Super player at that level. He was far too good for that league. But I remember we were playing this game and it was Barnsley at Celtic. It was really hard work down up in Scotland, if I'm going to be totally honest. The press were all over me and Barnsley. You know what I mean? There were, you know what I mean? The stories in the up there in their papers every day. And, you know, the pressure was on. And, you know, although Barnsley had a great start at Celtic, one of the best they've ever had, they didn't take to him. I think they thought that Kenny Dalglish was going to be the manager and then Barnsley was going to be the coach, but it didn't work out that way. Kenny went upstairs and Barnsley was the manager, and it just didn't work out. So we're playing against Caledonia Thistle, and you know, it's not going well. And you know, we come in at half time and losing 1-0, it was like massive in respects of a giant killing. It was massive, and I was on the bench, and I remember Mark Viduka came in, and he's just like, you know, with that Australian drawl, he said, "Jesus Christ, mate." So he sat down and,
what did he say?
"Jesus Christ, mate."
That's really good, Dave.
So we come in, and you know, when you're playing a game like that, when you're watching a game like that, you're playing the nerves, because you're trying everything you can, but this team are... They've risen above themselves. They're flying. They were stronger. They were fitter. They were quicker. They just felt like we couldn't get near them, just for whatever reason. The pressure was too much. And then I remember he sat down. Barnsley started to dig into a few people. He started to dig out Mark Viduka, and you just saw Mark Viduka just started taking his boots off. He went, "Fuck this, mate." That's what he said. "Fuck this, bollocks, mate." He started taking off his boots. He said, "Fuck it." Took him up, took his boots, took the other boot off, took his shirt off, and they were fucking screaming at him. "You're a disgrace. Disgrace to the profession. Disgrace to this." He says, "I don't give a fuck." And he's taken his gear off, took his stuff off, just walked into the shell. Barnsley was shouting at him. Eric Black was shouting at him. Everybody was saying, he said, "Disgrace." Didn't care, just walked off. And then they said, "Ian, you're going on." And you know something? In respects of I loved playing football. I didn't see it as a pressure situation, you know, even going in to play finals, you know, European finals like the Cup Winners' Final, going to play in Cup Winners' Cup finals and FA Cup finals and big games for England, Rome and all that. I wasn't frightened. It was just the nerves. This game, I was frightened. Just felt frightened. I was afraid. I knew that, you know, every touch was going to be scrutinised. They were booing everybody, the Celtic fans, because everything was going wrong. And then when the game obviously finished, the fans went fucking ape shit, man. Unbelievable. Outside, you know, the police came in after the game finished and said, "Listen, they're all outside. Thousands and thousands are lining the outside and lining the streets on the way out." So everybody had to have an escort out of there. And I remember, you know, when players were going out, they were getting
spat on?
No. The booze.
All right. Verbally
abused, and the booze as it was happening. And I remember the guys going out and you can hear the booze. God, and I remember I went out literally after Mark Viduka. And to hear Mark Viduka get this rousing fucking applause, because obviously the Celtic fans are thinking that John Barnes has taken him off and put me, who they saw as his mate, and put me on. So they haven't even realised, they don't even know that he's refused to play for the club. All they think is, oh, John Barnes and his mate Ian Wright, and he's taken him off when we need to score, and he's put Ian Wright on instead of Mark Viduka, and like Barnsley, the stick that Barnsley got. But I went out after him, and literally the cordon of line had to hold him back. I was like smiling, like, what the f-? Like that. And then I got a message from John Hughes, who was one of the Lisbon Lions, who'd done the kit and everything. He pulled me, I think it was the next day or the day after, and he said, "Ian, there's some people who said, yeah, you better not be taking it too lightly, the fact that you..." And I said, "What do I mean by that?" He said, "You was smiling like when you was leaving." I said, "John, are you fucking serious?" I said, that was nerves. I was afraid. I said, "I've never been afraid in a football match before. I was afraid." You know what I mean? It was just like, it was ridiculous how they took that loss. You know, I totally understood from Celtic's point of view, but after that, it wasn't long before I left there. But it's just how Mark Viduka reacted at that particular time as a professional footballer. It's something I'll never forget. It was,
did he ever play again?
Of course he did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course he did. You know? But what the fans and that sometimes don't realise is what's going on in the dressing room.
No, of course not.
You know, they don't know what's going on.
Have you ever seen that before, a player refusing
never,
to go out?
Never.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Never. I've seen players afraid to go out because they're getting a roasting. Mm. I remember seeing a guy when I was at Palace, Brian Sparrow, his name was, and it was a young Peter Beagrie at Middlesbrough, and he was twisting the twisting the life out of him in respects that he was ripping him to shreds. And actually, Spadge recorded it. He was almost in tears. He was in tears in the dressing room.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? And remember, so that was Palace, early doors Palace, when he was there. And I'd never seen that before. I'd never seen that. You know what I mean? And remember, this is the professional game where this is the holy grail for me. I remember one day I was walking in training and I could smell cigarette smoke and went to the toilet and one of the cubicles was open. It was Mickey Joy smoking a cigarette, a professional footballer. And, you know, I'd not long come off the building site. So I'm fucking, this is just unbelievable. Seeing a player cry, seeing a player smoking. You know, it was an eye-opener for me. But Celtic and that particular game and Mark Viduka's attitude, and that there was something I'll never, ever forget.
Do the accent for me again.
He said, fuck this, mate.
Fuck this bollocks.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck this bollocks.
That's all we've got time for.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Why are you sorry?
Because I always feel like I've not given enough. I don't feel like I've said enough. Like, you know, I've totally lost.
You haven't, but we're out of time.
As soon as we leave here, I'll remember the cleansing of souls.
Well, just text me.
I'll text.
Text me a key word.
I texted a key word, I've forgotten it.
Text me.
That's age. See, that's the thing we're talking about with age.
Do you go up the stairs and forget what you go up there for?
Yeah, go in rooms and don't know what I'm doing in there. And then I have to go back and then I'll remember again.
Not good.
Does that happen to you?
It's not good. I can't remember. That's all we've got time for. What's your new sign off? It's not say goodnight, right? What is it?
See you later.
See you later. Did anyone else reply?
No. Well, what are you gonna put it on?
I bolt a little bit on the end after the music's died down, which is this bit now.
Hang on a minute, let me see. It's just Stevie G saying I love you too, bro.
So we're done.
We did.
You happy?
We did, yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.